Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This whole world is full of hurt. Little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. Friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and right now I am in South Limestone County. I want to make sure I get that in there. We're at Calhoun Community College. I'm here to talk about dual enrollment today. If you've followed The Mark Wyatt Show for any length of time, you know about the dual enrollment program that's offered specifically at Athens Bible School, and you know about the partnership that Calhoun Community College and Athens Bible School have. You know about my nephew Nicholas. He's 20 years old now. He's a senior at Athens State. He finished the dual enrollment program while he was at Athens Bible School. Very proud of his accomplishments and all the students who have finished that dual enrollment program. It's a great partnership between Calhoun and Athens Bible School, and I'm so glad to be at Calhoun Community College today to talk to Emily Lovell and Mr. Heath Dawes. Now, Emily Lovell, she's the clinical instructor, CNA instructor, and testing coordinator at Calhoun Community College when it comes to nursing. And then Heath Dawes, he is the senior advisor for dual enrollment. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Emily Lovell.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Doing great. And welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Heath Dawes.
Thank you, Mark. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you both. Emily, you're a 1996 graduate from Athens Bible School, right?
I am. I'm proud of it.
That's awesome. When you hear that and you think about the ties that we're making now to Calhoun and Athens Bible School, it really has to mean a lot to you to think of that's your alma mater. And we're talking about your alma mater, and we're talking about a partnership that Calhoun and Athens Bible School have together to make this dual enrollment program very successful for those students.
That's correct. I graduated from Athens Bible School in 96. I'm also at Calhoun Community College former student here, and I've also went to college other places. What I do here is I'm a dual enrollment instructor with CNA students, and these are high school students that are interested in the healthcare career. I take them into the classroom and teach them how to be a nursing assistant, and we do this over a semester period of time, and they earn college credit for it. So in the end, they can take a certified nursing assistant exam that is the Alabama Department of Public Health is over that part. And when they pass that, they're a certified nursing assistant. So they finish my class with 4 college credits, as well as a certification to go to work and make a difference in the community.
What happened, Emily, in 1996, 1997, when I graduated from Lauderdale County? I never heard of dual enrollment. We took a standard diploma, or we took the accelerated diploma, whatever they called that at the time. It was academic diploma. I didn't know about dual enrollment. You didn't either at that time, right?
I did not. I was one of those advanced diploma students. And
advanced. See, yeah. That's how standard I was. I couldn't even remember that.
That was what I was. And, you know, we graduated, and we knew a lot graduating from high school. But what dual enrollment does is it really puts the student into a situation where they're ready to go to work and pursue either a career immediately from high school or be ready to work and continue to go to college. So it just puts you a step ahead into your future. So,
in my nephew's example, I just knew it was the right thing. And every family has to make that determination when it comes to their student as to whether or not they want them to go through that program, just like when we had to decide whether or not we wanted to do the standard diploma or the advanced diploma. And there's certain challenges that maybe the advanced diploma had that might want to avoid. So you go back to the standard, but you have to make those decisions. And it's been the right decision for many families coming out of these high schools as they're watching their young people finish with an associate's degree, even.
The students I see, just like this last spring, I had a group of students I had, and they're from all over the Tennessee Valley. They're anywhere from Madison County, Morgan County, even southern Tennessee, like Giles County, Lincoln County. They're from all over the general area, and they all have an interest in healthcare, but it might not be the same direction. Some want to be nurses, some want to be doctors, some want to be, you know, something in dental or physical therapy, or they're just all different directions they want to go. But what I do is I teach a class that takes students that know very little about healthcare in general, and it really lights the fire under them to want to do more. And we go over things anywhere from just basic human anatomy and physiology all the way how to take care of people as far as bathing, dressing, feeding, how to take vital signs, how to measure intakes and outputs, or just observe somebody and know, you know, do I need to tell a nurse about this or a doctor, you know? So it really matures these high school students into thinking like an adult, which helps them if that's really what they want to do, just go straight out and go to work, or if they want to pursue, like students I know that are now nursing students or nurses, or where they started as a CNA, and they are just that much better at what they do now because they started where they were as a CNA.
I like the idea of local. And as I mentioned, we have Senior Advisor for Dual Enrollment, Heath Dahl's with us right now. You mentioned, Emily, that you went to Athens Bible School. Heath Dahl's went to West Limestone High School. So we are keeping it local in this interview, in this moment right now. So students who are within this area, Limestone County, Morgan County, Madison County, Lauderdale County, Colbert County, even into Franklin County. I know we have one individual young man that's coming to Calhoun from Phil Campbell High School to play baseball here at Calhoun. We have an area here, and it's good to know that we have local people who have an understanding of this area specifically.
Absolutely. So we do have a lot of public school students that join us through dual enrollment to take classes as a 10th, 11th, or 12th grader, just depending on what their educational goals really are. But we also have a lot of private homeschool families as well. Some of them come from us from private Christian homeschool families, or, you know, just their own family homeschool program that they've created, looking to get a start on taking college classes while they're in high school. So when we have students come to us, they usually fall into one of two categories. they're either going to go the traditional academic path, which is where they're taking their basics, so college level English, history, math, or science classes, or electives, public speaking, psychology, sociology, stuff like that. Or they can take our career tech paths, which is kind of what ties into what Emily does. So we have what's called a Workforce Development Career Tech Scholarship Program. That is a state-funded grant provided to Calhoun by the state, and it is designed to pay for technology-type classes such as what Emily does with the CNA program. We also have EMT within our health sciences. We have an advanced manufacturing bracket, which covers anything that you would get at a typical tech school. That's going to be welding, drafting, industrial maintenance, machine tool tech, electrical technology, aerospace welding. I mean, the list goes on and on. So students can fall into one of two categories, or they can take a combination of both. They can do some academics concurrently with some of their tech classes. But the big takeaway is that those tech classes are fully paid for with our workforce scholarship. So that's money that the students do not have to pay back. The students and parents do not have to pay that money back. And it can be used for career exploration. So even if they're not sure that that's totally what they want to major in, if they have an interest in one of those tech fields, we like to help that student get introduced to some of those classes to see, okay, is this a good major for me, or is this something that I don't like at all?
It's interesting, Heath, that you bring up the career tech side of things, because it wasn't just 4 days ago I was talking to Tessa Brown with Skills USA. She's with the Alabama State Department of Education Career and Technical Education Workforce Development. And I told her I was coming to Calhoun to talk about dual enrollment. And I said, you know what? We can talk about that. And then we can also talk about the tech side of things. So we've got some upcoming interviews with Tessa and within the Board of Education to talk about the different areas that students can go to. And okay. Dual enrollment is one of those options.
Absolutely. Yeah. Dual enrollment. And just like you guys were talking, you know, we're kids of the 90s pretty much. I graduated high school from West Limestone in 2003. And I feel like back in those days, the initiative to introduce students, high school students, to what's next, the college career path, I don't feel like we got that information as readily as students do now. Now I feel like it's almost counselors on steroids, because by the time you hit that 10th grade, which is great because it really helps the student, but by the time they hit the 10th grade, we want to look at those last 3 years in high school. How are we going to make the most of this? What are your career objectives? What are college classes that you may be interested in taking with us? So through dual enrollment, students have the opportunity to take these college classes, for example, at Athens Bible School, that are taught by a adjunct from Calhoun. It's a credentialed adjunct instructor. Oftentimes, that is an Athens Bible School teacher. Those classes can be taught right there at the high school, not just Athens Bible School, but pretty much all of our Limestone County schools, Madison County schools, and Morgan County schools. We have a dual enrollment college class embedded as part of their high school schedule class options. So they can take those college classes right there at their high school campus. Or if there's a class that's not offered at their high school campus and they want to take it with us, we have the Huntsville campus, the Decatur campus, or online, which is distance learning through Calhoun, that students can take those classes as well. So we try to really wrap it back up with, okay, well, what is it you're wanting to major in? Where is it you're wanting to go to college? And how can we help you complete those college credits before you even graduate? And hopefully give you some career exploration opportunities along the way.
One of the things that I think about is Gail Hegwood. And the fact that she was at Athens Bible School, she did an incredible job when it came to communication. And that's so important. It's a key for that relationship, that partnership. And I think that's what makes this so special for even Athens Bible School and these other schools, is having that partnership with Calhoun so that the student knows where they're at. The teachers who are taking on this role to teach college-level classes, they know what is expected of them, and everybody's on the same page. So ultimately, that young person benefits from this program, doesn't get confused by it, but led on a path to ultimately get their four-year degree or just their associate's degree, and as Emily mentioned, to go on that career path.
Exactly. So we started realizing, you know, with these high school students, often this was the very first time they had ever reached out or contacted a college administrator to get information about, where do I start with the process? Fortunately, we have amazing people. Like you mentioned, Gail, you know, we now have her as an advocate for students to help share the information with parents, because that is often where the decisions begin, or at least the conversation about, should we begin taking college classes while we're in high school? It starts at the parent level. the more information we can share with the parents and the families of these high school students, the more we can get these students motivated and kind of passionate about, you know, taking ownership of assuming the responsibility to begin taking college classes, managing all this. You know, when I was a high school student, I don't feel like I would have been very successful in college classes because I was not ready. And that's, we get a lot of that from students and parents too. There are some students that have great initiatives. You know, they have good intentions. They want to get started taking college classes, but we want to make sure and ease that transition between high school and college world seamlessly with no problem. So we don't want to overload the student by taking on a ton of college classes that they really shouldn't be, you know, taking concurrently with high school classes to begin with. So we start out with maybe one or two classes a semester just to ease into it. And we try to share all the resources that Calhoun has with students, like our tutoring center. We have a department called the STARS, that's our tutoring center. We have on-campus resources, computer labs, library, things that are available to all of the dual enrollment students that a lot of students are not even aware of because they have those resources at their high school oftentimes. Well, you have them available if you become a dual enrollment student as well.
Right now, we're talking to Mr. Heath Dawes. He is the senior advisor for dual enrollment at Calhoun Community College, and also Emily Lovell. She's an RN, clinical instructor, CNA instructor, and testing coordinator at Calhoun Community College as well. When we come back, I want to talk about the recruiting aspect. We want to try to let young people know about this program as the new school year starts. You have all the tools in front of you. You'll know exactly what to do to get to Calhoun, to talk to your counselor at your high school, and be a part of this dual enrollment program. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to Emily and Heath. You are listening to The Mark White Show.
I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354. Or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Daddy, welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm so glad that you all could join us today as I talk to Mr. Heath Dawes, who is the senior advisor for dual enrollment at Calhoun Community College, and also Emily Lovell, who's the clinical instructor, CNA instructor, and testing coordinator at Calhoun Community College. So glad to be here in South Limestone County today as I talk with both of them. Emily, I want to come back to you on this. When we talk about getting these young people on board, specifically for where you're working in the nursing industry, to get them on that page, you reached out to me. We talked about the fact that we want to try to give a path to these young people if they're interested in being a part of the program. How do you recruit? What's your pitch?
Well, I've worked in healthcare for about 20 years, and I have this for years now. I think people, even if you don't work in healthcare, you hear about the need for help in healthcare. And I have this desire to want to recruit people into healthcare, but I want them to stay. I don't want them to drown before they ever find where they need to be in healthcare or anything like that. So I'm all about telling everybody about Calhoun's, you know, opportunities as much as I can. I work locally in Athens at the hospital, so I talk to them about it all the time. We go into when we do our clinical rotations in my class, we go into long-term care facilities or nursing homes. We let them know about what we do, and we also are often able to place students in employment situations through our clinical ties as well. So I just tell people about, you know, everything that's going on with healthcare and where I've seen things like they used to be and where they're going in the future, and knowing that they don't have to just be a CNA. Now, and you can just be a CNA, and there's a lot of stigma that sometimes comes with people saying, oh, you're just a nurse aide. There's so much to being a nurse aide that's so very, very important. And that's what my class is teaching people to be nursing assistants and helping them realize what that really means and the value that is there, regardless if they move on in a career past nurse aide. They always value where it starts, because that you sort of need that respect at the ground level as you build your career. And it makes everything work together as a team, and that's what healthcare is, one big team that works together, taking care of people.
We'll tell you, the most important person is the person in the room with that patient at that moment when they need them.
Right.
My dad was one of those. For 3 weeks, he battled cancer, and every young lady, every gentleman that came into the room was the most important person to us in that moment, because you're looking for answers, you're wanting to feel like somebody cares, they're giving you comfort, whatever you need, you want to know that that person in that room, whatever level they are, that they care.
Mm-hmm. It's all about doing what you can do in that very moment to make a difference in that person's life, and just living that in your career, so that because one day you might be that person that needs that. You're on the other end of the situation, and you're needing the health care being given to you, and you want to have hopefully made an impression on people so that it's reciprocated back to you. You know?
So we want those people to see the value in the job that they have. I was a police officer for a while, and so it's the first responder community. It's the medical community and the importance of that. And so I want to make sure that we let those folks know that they are appreciated. And these young people that may be choosing that career path, yes, it's tough. It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's not getting any easier, doesn't seem like. But it's still a very noble path to take.
And I want them to see they're just kids. You know, they're teenagers. There's so much they still have to learn. But this course opens their eyes to so much that they've never thought about thinking at the age of 16 or 17 or 18. I mean, that's just, they're, you know, it just puts so much in their brain, and their brains are so motivated to learn at that age. They're just like sponges for learning. And that's why I love teaching dual enrollment, because these kids, they want to learn, and they just want to learn and learn and learn. And they're so excited to do it. And that's, you know, when you have that excitement, it's great for the instructor too. So it's just a fun thing to do. And these high school students, you know, they may not know that what they want to do with their, you know, with their, they may want to go on and be a doctor, you know, and they may be the kind that are doing some traditional dual enrollment classes and some more career tech things like what I do, or they might be just wanting a career tech field. I mean, the people that are in my classroom, the students that are in my classroom, are a mix of a lot of different people, from different schools, different socioeconomic levels, different, just all, you know, different cultures. It's such a great entry level into college, my class is, because we focus on, because sometimes it is their first college class. So you're trying to introduce college to them in a positive standpoint, and you want to sell Calhoun to them in a positive standpoint, to where, you know, this is what Calhoun can do for you. And we want to be a first positive impression to these students, because we want them to keep coming back. We want them to get the most they can out of Calhoun, because Calhoun is a community college. They are in the community. They want to educate the community so that the community's better. I mean, it's all about the community, where we live right now, and making it better. So these high school kids, you know, if they have a 2.5 GPA and they're recommended by their high school counselor, and they have any kind of healthcare interest, those are the kind of students I want to see in my class. And, you know, we learn a lot, but we have fun, and I learn from them, because, I mean, every day I realize how much older I am every day. I mean, to see these kids can teach you a lot too. So, you know, it's just such a rewarding class, what I do. I just love my class. I love what I do.
Heath talked about preparedness and having students prepared. When I was a young person, my grandparents bought me a toolbox. It was empty. A tool had to be placed into the toolbox, and then I learned how to use that tool. You get a nail, you learn about a hammer. You then drive the nail because you've learned about a hammer. Of course, that's a very basic example, but I look at it similarly, that we all have a toolbox in the school system, and as people start to put those tools in there, then the young person starts to realize, I can use this tool for this, I can use this tool for that, and makes them a well-rounded student.
Just like what Emily was saying, you know, another part of the learning experience for these high school students is simply the logistics of being responsible for yourself to get up, report to class every day whenever your class meets, having the resources and supplies that you need, checking your schedule, making sure your tuition is paid. Very basic, rudimentary skills that are those tools that are slowly getting put into this toolbox. So dual enrollment gives these high school students that experience early on. So by the time that they do get to Bama, or University of North Alabama, or Auburn, wherever it is they ended up going, or even at Calhoun, They will have already been familiar with the process of what it's like to register for classes and purchase textbooks for those classes and make sure their tuition has been paid and things like that. And I will mention there is a financial perk that Calhoun will be offering this fall semester to every dual enrollment student that takes classes. That information will be on our website soon, but it will really financially help a lot of the students. And it's just a way for Calhoun to say thank you to our students for taking classes with us. And hopefully this, you know, it's in response to the COVID stuff that's happened. The college has received a lot of funding, and so now we're going to help share that with all of our students. So that hopefully will help offset the cost of tuition for those who are paying out of pocket for their classes, but we'll give also a little bit of a financial incentive to students who may have their classes paid for with the workforce scholarship. That's still available to everybody. So,
and Heath, since I have you here, when we're talking about the dual enrollment program overall, and we have Emily Lovell here specifically for the nursing end of things, we also have many other dual enrollment instructors, and so we want to make sure that students know or parents know as well how they can get the ball rolling on this program.
Yes. I'll recap the application and enrollment process, which is really pretty simple. So step one, if you're interested in dual enrollment, I always say start with your counselor. Notify your high school counselor, which we're in summer right now, so you may not have access to them, but you should be able to give them a call or send them an email. Let your counselor know if you have an interest in doing dual enrollment, whether it's academic or technical. If you don't have access to your counselor, reach out to me or our director or our secretary. We have an office, a department, the dual enrollment department here at Calhoun, which is staffed with our staff members who can help answer those questions about the process. But briefly, the application process, step one is to submit an online application on the Calhoun website, www.calhoun.edu. Just click on Apply Now. When you click that, it's going to pull up a web page with these five simple steps. That's geared toward first-time freshmen or students who have already graduated high school. All that our dual enrollment students need is access to that online application. You'll enter the application as a first-time user, create a username and a password. Once you get the application submitted, that's when you can notify us that you've submitted an application. Just send us an email. We will get it processed for you and create your student ID number, which a lot of students are required to have a placement test score. So we schedule those. We help students schedule those placement tests if they need testing. And the third step is to work with your counselor to complete and prepare all of your dual enrollment documentation. We've put together a new student checklist, which recaps all of those forms and documents. So it's pretty straightforward and easy. But once you've got, you know, the student signatures on the forms, the counselor, principal, and parent signatures on the forms, everything is then sent back to our office for processing, and we handle all aspects of the dual enrollment student registration. So our high schoolers, they're not allowed to register themselves online for classes like our other students because we have to register those students per the policy. But we're here to help along every step of the way, and one thing especially that I like to mention is this phrase called FERPA. That stands for Family Education Rights and Privacy Act. It's similar. I equate it to HIPAA with medical records. Basically, in the educational world, FERPA means that your information as a student is private and confidential, and we can't share that with anybody unless the student indicates that we can by completing a FERPA form. Well, that's part of the dual enrollment paperwork that these students complete. So a lot of times parents will call the college and try to get information, and they're told that that information needs to be requested by the student. Well, we hope to bridge that gap by helping the student complete the FERPA form, list their parents on their account so that we can discuss their information about the student freely with the parent. It's all a learning experience, and that's part of it. So FERPA, and you know, that gives the parents access to the student's account. So that's something that's a lot of parents and students are not even aware of until they actually start taking classes and are hit with that roadblock. Well, why can't you discuss this information with me? I'm the parent. I'm paying for these classes. We do still have to abide by the policies, and that's just one of them.
Emily, I'm so glad that you reached out to me about this, about the dual enrollment program, and I want to give you an opportunity as well as we close out to reach out to students and parents through the program that you're working in as an instructor to encourage them to be part of this, to, as Heath mentioned, get the ball rolling and the details of this is how you do it, step one, two, three, and get that process going.
Well, classes start August 18th, so that's very soon, less than a month, you know, so the summer semester has flown by. So August 18th will be the first day of class. As far as getting in my class, you would start by interacting via email or phone with Mr. Dawes. just to get in the dual enrollment program. But if you expressed an interest in healthcare, this is going to be one direction they probably send you. And I just want students to know that my class is open for the fall. We've got brand new equipment that we've recently purchased that we're going to have for lab. We've got new textbooks this fall. We've got new scrubs for clinicals. We've got a lot of new things we've got going this fall. You know, the information is the same. You know, it's all about taking care of people and making a difference in the lives of the people you're taking care of. We're planning to have an orientation for the class that starts August 18th on August 9th, I believe. It's at 5:30 p.m. It's here at Calhoun. But if you're interested in being a nursing assistant, or if you think you have an interest in healthcare in general and want to earn some college credit while you figure out where you want to go in healthcare, let Calhoun Dual Enrollment know, and we'd like to see you in my class. I sure would.
At the bottom of your email, Emily, you have a quote, "Live, learn, pass it on." This is what life's about. We live, we learn, and then we pass it on.
I tell my students that all the time. I said, you live it, you learn it, and then you pass it on. Because you know what? What I know, and I don't even attest to know half of what I need to know. But, you know, there's so much to learn to know about healthcare. And I don't know it all. But what I do know, I learned from somebody. And they learned it from somebody, and they learned it from somebody. So you live, you learn, and you pass it on. You just do. That's just the way it is. I mean, that's life. I just want to help others do it the way I've learned it. I want to share it with them, and I want them to share it with others. It's just what I do.
Good job, Emily. Emily Lovell and Heath Dawes, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about Calhoun's program when it comes to dual enrollment.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming out, and thank you also to Emily, who kind of spearheaded this. You know, all of our teachers, I think, share, you know, Emily's thoughts and feelings. Emily's one of, I think, the greatest teachers we have because she cares about her students, and I think all of our teachers feel that way. We appreciate the opportunity to be heard and to get this information out there. Most importantly, whatever is going to be best for your student, that's what we're happy to help facilitate. So thank you for making this happen, Mark.
Folks, Heath Dawes, Senior Advisor for Dual Enrollment at Calhoun Community College, as well as Emily Lovell, Clinical Instructor, CNA Instructor, and Testing Coordinator at Calhoun Community College. Thank you again, Emily, for helping to organize this, facilitate it, and make it happen.
You're so welcome. I am proud to be at Calhoun. I'm proud to work with students.
And go Trojans, right?
That's right. Go Trojans.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all. If you're encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show, I hope you'll share this show with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. I hope you'll follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show from Calhoun Community College, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.